2-2, right now is going to be LED, with some upgrades to that, so you'll see some improvements there. Did I miss any projects?
Cell phone tower, what happened with that?
Haven't heard. The time expired for comments, and still waiting to see.
How long usually something like that takes to get response back from the FAA?
I don't know. It's kind of my first time going through the whole process, so I'm not sure.
There's consultants out there that specialize in trying to get exemptions for those kind of things.
And actually, it only affected proposed instrument approaches for 2-8, so we won't really know until they come out with a new approach. So, yeah, we'll see, but I'll check on it. It's probably time to do that.
Well, not only approach, but then when you get in a circling approach in low weather, somebody's out here 100 foot below minimums and circling around, just things that.
Yeah. They didn't say anything about the circling approaches having an effect on that. So
how many miles out of the bird fly from the airport was it?
Yeah, like a mile and a half or something, 1.7.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, bigger aircraft circling, but they don't circle too much.
But I'll check.
Any other airport updates at once? Airport policies.
Here we go. Back to the policies. Just, you know, for Bob, and just kind of a review because we had the holidays and everything. We're into the minimum standards. Minimum standards are just the county's terms and conditions for people who want to operate an aviation business at the airport. They don't have to be anything elaborate, but they do have to be reasonable and.
Well, I never know if I have the most current set.
Fair and equitable, I think.
Reasonable and not unjustly discriminatory. So that's one of our grant assurances. You know, it's one of those things we have to do to, you know, in exchange for all the money that we've gotten. And there are some benefits to having a written set of minimum standards. There's no requirement to have them in writing, but you know, the benefits actually does promote business. You know, it helps business development. It protects the public from unqualified, unsafe service providers. It provides a level playing field for businesses at the airport. So that it's kind of an important thing to have. And we kind of come to a stopping point. Todd went. There were some questions about who the minimum standards will apply to once they're adopted. And I've actually had that just a little bit wrong, in that I've been going on the assumption that we would be able to grandfather existing service operators at the airport once these are adopted. Since the last meeting, I've written a letter to the FAA, and Susan will pass that out, explaining what our policy is. I gave them the wording from our document and asked them to tell us if we're on the right track. Todd and I talked to the Eastern Region Compliance Officer up in New York and our Airports District Office Manager in Harrisburg yesterday about the requirements, and what they're telling us is that the FAA policy is that once minimum standards are written, they apply to everyone uniformly at the airport, regardless of whether you've been in business for a while, you're starting after the minimum standards are adopted, they apply to everybody. That kind of changes a little bit the way we've been looking at this. I think at the last meeting, we handed out a letter from the county attorney based on Jeff's question, you know, whether it violated his lease